Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, which is brought to you by Factor. You know, ready-to-eat meals. Sam will have some, you know, info for you and a special.
And a delicious meal, too.
At the end of this podcast.
Easter is this weekend, and, you know, as you grow up and get your own life and your traditions, you know, they change. Tradition. We always talk about this at the holidays, that any kind of holiday, traditions change. Mm-hmm. And when we were little, I don't know what Easter was like for you guys, but understand, my grandfather being a minister, a preacher, there was an Easter Sunday service and you didn't miss it.
Oh, yeah.
And you dressed up for it. So Easter planning in my family started early. In other words, I would get a brand new dress every year for Easter. Did you know that?
Does that still happen nowadays, you think?
Some families,
because
sure.
When I was little, it was the same thing. When we'd leave.
Go to church on Easter Sunday.
We'd go to church or we'd go pick up my grandma. And every house you passed, the kids were out playing in their new clothes.
New outfits, yeah. Right.
Well, when you watch social, I mean, to me, at least, I still see people posting their kids in their Easter outfits and so forth.
I had an Easter bonnet a few years because I would wear a hat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was always spring colors and... One of my favorite stories, and I've told you guys this over the years, is that my first pair of heels that I finally got to wear, I begged my mom to let me have high heels forever, and she finally let me. I was probably 15 or something like that, and it was an Easter Sunday, and I loved those things. They were white, and they were a short heel, probably 3 inches maybe, and then a little band around the ankle. Them so much. I wore them out. I wore them every Sunday and I loved it. I always felt so grown up in high heels, and I still love heels to this day. I bring it up because Easter has a lot of things like that that are no more for me in our life, because, well, it was always, you know, get your dress ready, and then we would go to church wherever he was preaching. Like, we wouldn't even go to our church. We would, even if it was to travel an hour, we would go to Pawpaw's Easter Sunday service.
Wow.
And then we would have dinner at their house with the family. Mm-hmm. And all the adults were tired, and they would sit down after the big meal, and the kids are like, come on, let's hide the eggs. And somebody would hide the eggs, and we would all take our little baskets, you know, and hunt eggs in the yard.
Real eggs or plastic?
Both. Oh. A combo of both. Did you guys hunt Easter eggs in your yard?
Oh, yeah,
on
absolutely.
Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
So fun.
Well, I mean, Easter Sunday was different for me, because we would dress up for pictures, but we did not go to church.
Yeah.
My parents did not take us to church. Mm-hmm. There was always a family gathering on Easter Sunday at my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Easter bunny had already hid the eggs at our house when we woke up.
Nice.
We'd get the baskets, you know, at home. And then when we would go to my grandmother, Heidi's house, there would be more, another set of baskets.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? Any eggs? Any hiding going on?
Yeah, we had the hiding going on. The I guess, unusual tradition that we had, and I did not continue it, is we had an Easter tree.
Oh, right.
What's an Easter? Oh, you mean like a Christmas tree, but for Easter?
Not exactly.
Okay.
It wasn't a Christmas tree. It was, it always involved, like, you go out and you find a branch stick. Not a big one, but one, you know, a skinny branch that had offshoots.
Okay.
And you either use it the way it was, or we'd spray paint it white.
Oh.
And then you put it, like, in a little pot, just something to hold it.
Cute.
And then you hang the little plastic eggs. And back then we even had metal eggs. A little piece of ribbon that you'd put on it to make a loop. You know, you close the egg around the ribbon, you make a loop, and then you hang the eggs on the tree, and that was the Easter tree.
Nice.
No lights, just a bunch of eggs.
That's cute.
And that was done on Easter Sunday or ahead of it?
Seems like we had it up for a week or so.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Leading up to Easter.
Yeah, and that we did every year, you put up the Easter tree.
That's nice.
And I never understood it. I don't to this day understand it. There's no
it's kind of sweet
tradition with it. And I did it for a couple years after I moved out. But then it's just like, nobody's doing this. This is weird.
Your mom never said, hey, my mother used to do this or nothing like that?
I never asked.
You never thought to ask.
It was just like, we're doing this weird thing, but sure.
It's okay for traditions to change. All things change. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. Hold on to the ones that matter to you. Hold on to recipes, you know, but you don't, nobody says that you can't do it your own way.
Yeah.
You can and should with your own family. I will tell you guys a little secret tradition that I used to always look forward to on Easter Sunday and the Monday night after. Are you catching my drift at all?
Mm.
I loved that the Ten Commandments came on Easter Sunday night.
Oh.
And I loved watching it. And it was allowed because, you know, Papa was a preacher and this is a biblical thing. But I was in love with Yul Brynner. So the good girl in me wanted to
Not Charlton Heston?
Not Charlton Heston.
Wow.
I was so in love with his character, Yul Brynner.
Yeah.
And he was so scary, but so good looking. And I was just, I was a little girl going, oh, I know this story because Papa preached about it today, but look at this.
I don't know why everybody hated him because I love Pharaoh.
Right. So there was that struggle inside of me, which is probably really very real today. I don't know. I'm trying to be the good girl and, you know, this is about God and him carrying out these, you know, the commandments and all of this. And I'm sitting there going, get back to the Pharaoh, get back to the Pharaoh.
So when you say it was allowed, what was not, was there something that wasn't allowed on Easter Sunday?
Oh, no, they were just, in my family, when I was a little girl, the TV, it was not, you know, you were not allowed to watch, at my age, everything. You couldn't just turn on and watch what you wanted.
Okay.
It was like, what are you watching, Jody? Oh, okay, you can watch the Ten Commandments.
MTV?
Right. I had to be, if I ever wanted to watch something that was a little higher, you know, age range, I had to sneak it, which there was no sneaking it because there was only like one TV in the house. Yeah. But yeah, I remember being allowed to watch the Ten Commandments and secretly going, awesome, I'm ready. And then Sunday night, you'd watch the first half of it, and then the saga would continue on Monday night.
Yeah.
So on Monday night, I was always excited to watch the...
Got to find out if they got away.
I guess I didn't remember. I remember
it was
that that it was broadcast every, you know, Easter Sunday, but I didn't remember it was over two nights.
I think that it was. Mm-hmm. Part of me remembers because I think it ends at a very important part. It's like, oh, what's going to happen now? Oh my gosh, the parting of the Red Sea or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a part of my secret exciting Easter tradition.
We watched it every year too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like...
It was what was on.
Yeah.
And it was a television event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember it being on, but again, that was another one of those that it wasn't... I don't know if my interest wasn't there.
Or your family, maybe. They were like,
but it was not,
It's a long movie, too. So
right.
Maybe that's part of it.
Right.
That's why they split
it
up.
Really, the family tradition just centered around everybody being together in my grandmother's house. I know that the food was always the same. It was always ham. It was always deviled eggs. It was different things that were her traditions that she wanted to keep.
Sure, and that's kind of a typical Easter food meal, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean it's for every family.
Yeah. And, you know, the weird thing about traditions is once a couple of generations pass mm-hmm. on, mm-hmm. you may know that it was a tradition, but you may not know why, and it doesn't have any meaning to you,
right.
So you just don't continue it.
Just like the tree thing, Sam.
Right, which was apparently one generation and done. Right?
One and done. I'm glad you brought up the food, Murphy, because I do want to shout out to our easy Easter recipes for you on murphysamandjody.com. We've talked about the ham, we've talked about the potato salad, but the best taste in baked beans recipe is there.
Mm.
And this is literally a big can of baked beans, pork and beans, whatever you want to call them.
When you say
large can.
Jody measure.
The largest can that you can buy, depending on how many people you're feeding.
Well, there's institutional size cans.
Depending on how many people you're feeding. And you add bacon, you fry the bacon, you crumble it, and you put that in there, and you put brown sugar, and you put ketchup to taste.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would put mustard to taste, and you stir it all in, and you make it. I can't remember, but you can do whatever you want with it, but that's just a basic, guide. And I want to shout out to this. We haven't talked about this and touched on it, but for Easter Sunday morning breakfast or brunch, your tater tot casserole is on this list, Sam.
Oh.
And I've only made it once, and Murphy
loved it.
Because it's bacon, of course. It's ground pork breakfast sausage.
Mm-hmm.
It's very meaty. And cheese and milk and eggs and, of course, tater tots on the bottom.
All the good stuff.
No matter how
you put it together and put it in the oven, it's going to come out great.
Right. You can't lose with it, and it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So tater tot casserole, we're making it a part of our Easter tradition for you at murphysamandjody.com.
Well, can I tell you about a food that you don't have to really go too far out preparing?
Yes.
Factor meals.
Right.
I got my box of Factor meals for the week yesterday.
Yeah.
And I tried Peanut Buddha Bowl.
This is
one of the ones that falls into their vegan section.
Yeah.
Sweet potato, green and red bell pepper, quinoa,
mm-hmm.
toasted peanuts, and it had this spicy peanut sauce you pour over it after.
Yum.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Not too spicy for you, though?
No. I mean, and I picked that one over. I have jalapeno, lime cheddar chicken,
nice.
Creamy Parmesan chicken, turkey chili, and zucchini. Those are my meals this week. And you know how much preparation I have to do?
Zero.
In fact, I even read the instructions twice. It's like, it can't be this easy, but it is.
So how does it come to you? Refrigerated?
It comes in the pack, refrigerated. Mm-hmm. You take it off, you pop a couple holes in the plastic, and you throw it in the microwave, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Boom, it's done. It's like having one of those Hollywood personal chefs. And all you have to do is heat it up.
That's cool.
Right now you can get 50% off. You go to factormeals.com, factormeals.com/MSJ50, or just factormeals.com and use that code MSJ50, and you get 50% off your meals this week.
And they are the sponsor of today's After the Show podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.